Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's now time for the most electrifying segment in sports radio. Gwen and Chris go through the best of the rest in the Big Five.
So you guys were just talking about how Trevor Hoffman is just a normal guy, right? So I was in the locker room last week, and I'm trying to get the post-game sound and all that stuff, and there's a guy in my back, like, trying to push me into the group, and I turn around, and it's Mr. Trevor Hoffman himself. So that was pretty cool. He was just part of the group in the scrum of the media. It was pretty awesome.
What were you, Scraby, what were you doing in his way?
Next time, I didn't know he was behind me. He snuck
up
behind me.
Get out of his way.
I would have gladly gotten out of his way.
Jeez. Guy's a Hall of Famer.
You're
Scraby.
He is. Well, that's true, too. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
All right, so the Nuggets first-round pick Michael Porter Jr. has had back surgery for the second time in less than a year. He slipped through the 14th pick in the draft, and many people think it's because of being prone to injury. He was injured coming into the draft. He's been injured here after he's been drafted. Chris, let's start with you. If you're the Nuggets organization, how worried are you about your 14th pick?
Really worried. I mean, back injuries right off the bat worry me. I remember when the Nuggets picked this guy, everybody said it was a steal of the draft. Because last summer, or whatever the timeline was, he was the number one guy on the board. Everybody said, this guy's going to be the number one pick in the draft. Then he had the back problem and the surgery and the injuries, and he slipped all the way down to the Nuggets at 14. But now he's hurt the back again. I can just tell you from experience, Mr. Porter Jr., back injuries never go away.
Well, I think there's more than just a back injury with him. I realize he was supposed to be the number one pick if he'd have come out of high school. He played for Brandon Roy, a guy that had a pretty good NBA career, the kid that played at the University of Washington. Yeah. He played club ball for Brandon Roy, and, you know, they won everything. But, you know, he's got a little bit of a track record of not being a real great team player. I heard him the night he got drafted, and I know about the injury, but, you know, when you watched him play at Missouri last year, and I know he'd been out pretty much all year. He wasn't in very good shape. Didn't really play as well as they had anticipated. Little bit of a gamble, I think. But I think the biggest problem, I think he'll be able to get over this back injury and be able to have a decent NBA career. The biggest problem is, can he get along with his teammates?
Does he have issues in the locker room?
Yeah. Oh. He's not been a guy that has been a great guy to play with, from what I understand.
So you're saying he fell to number 14 in the draft for more reasons than just injury reasons.
Yeah, he doesn't play well with others.
Huh. Doesn't play nicely with others.
Huh. Number four.
Raiders go into an eye ala wale ahead of Marshawn Lynch. First and 10. Went in the chin strap of the logo at midfield off the right side. Big hole! Lynch is gone! 30, 20, 10, 5! Beast mode! Touchdown! Raiders!
That
51 yards!
That is a voice you are not going to hear anymore on Raiders radio, because they are moving to Vegas and they're leaving their radio crew behind after 21 years. That voice, Greg Papa, is out as the play-by-play guy of the team, and Brent Musburger is in. But not only that, longtime Raider broadcaster Tom Flores is out too. So let's go with you, Coach, first. What do you think of this move? Do you think it's wrong for the Raiders to leave town without Greg Papa?
We're looking live.
In Las Vegas.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I've always enjoyed Brent Musburger. I know there are a lot of people out there that can't stand him. A lot of the big events, along with Dick Enberg, as I was growing up as a kid, those guys were calling. I've always enjoyed him. I think he's always well-prepared. I don't understand this move at all by the Raiders, though. I mean, Greg Papa has been a great voice of the Raiders for a long period of time. It sounds like, you know, that they just want to go a different direction. They're moving to a different market. But you know what? Greg Papa is going to get another job. It's just too bad, because I think he was Everybody looked at him as the Raiders guy, and that's unfortunate. As far as Tom Flores, Coach Flores is a great man. Had several conversations with him over the years out of Qualcomm Stadium. He's 81 years of age, living in Palm Springs. You know what? I think he probably knew the end was coming on this, but you know what? Onward and upward. And realistically, I got to say this. You know, I'm not a voting member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but I do think Tom Flores deserves serious consideration for what he brought to the table as a coach in the NFL.
What do you think, Chris?
I think that it's a crap move by the Raiders. I do. I agree with the coach 100% there. But the loyalty, we found this. We know this. There is none.
We saw yesterday.
That's for sure.
There's none to the players. There's none to the people who work in the front office. There's none to the broadcasters. And that's why, as I say almost every day on this show, anytime there's any kind of dispute between ownership and players, or ownership and front office, or ownership and announcers, I'm on the side of the players or the announcers or the front. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm never on the side of ownership because this is the kind of crap they pull.
Number three.
All right, Jimmy G's in the news, everyone. Jimmy G's in the news, but not for what we think, because he was spotted on a date with adult film star Kiara Mia. Now, I've never heard of him, or her, I mean. Maybe you have, Chris. But paparazzi spotted him, and the pictures went viral on the internet. Chris just gave me a look like, what?
Why would I know who that is?
I don't know. I was trying to take the pressure off of me. But anyway, sources within the 49ers think... They're a little concerned about the look of him going out on a date with a porn star, to say the least. So what do you guys think? Chris, let's start with you.
You okay over there?
No, it's just not a good look. That's all. It's just not a good look.
Do you think they can say anything as a team? Can they say, hey, don't...
Can they tell him who to date and who not to date?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess they can tell him to kneel or not kneel. They can tell him who to date, who not to date. They can tell him where he should get his car fixed. I guess these NFL teams feel like they can tell these guys anything they want to. No, I don't think they should be able to tell him what he can and can't do. But I just don't think it's a good look.
Coach, what do you think?
Well, I think, I'll definitely do a little more research on her tonight, okay? I believe she's 41 years of age. And, he's...
41?
He's 26.
She's 41, yeah. Well, maybe he likes older women.
Maybe.
Okay.
This whole story is really weird.
Well, it is weird. I might have to get a hold of my my buddy John Lynch, who he played for me in high school. I might need to text him and find out, hey, what's the story on this? But, I don't know. I'll get back to you guys on this after I do a little more research.
Okay. Please let us know.
Number two.
Carmelo Anthony, we talked about it just a little bit ago. He was traded to the Atlanta Hawks, but he's not going to be an Atlanta Hawk because he's going to get bought out by the team so that he can become a free agent and probably sign with the Houston Rockets. Coach, let's start with you. Are you okay with teams working contracts like this to save cap space and move players around the league?
Well, it's been something they've been doing for many, many years, okay? And, the Atlanta Hawks, boy, you talk about a team that had gone just south in a hurry. A few years ago, they were doing pretty good. Now, all of a sudden, they have a hard time winning basketball games. I mean, they need to bring back Jumpin' Joe Caldwell and Sweet Lou Hudson over there. Yeah, I'm fine with the contract because that's the way it has to be.
Chris, what do you think?
You kind of liked that Sweet Lou Hudson, didn't you?
You left out Dominique Wilkins so you could put in Sweet Lou Hudson.
The human highlight reel.
Remember, Pistol Pete started his career there, too.
Let me tell you something. Sweet Lou Hudson wasn't bad back in the day. Yeah, I don't care what they got. The rules are so crazy. I don't understand them.
They're pretty complicated.
Nor were they designed for any of us to understand them.
You're not a capologist.
No. So if this is what the Hawks have to do to free up some cap space, good
more
for
power
them.
To
yeah,
them.
Yeah, good and for them. But I think best for the Hawks is, like I said earlier, the fact that they don't have to have Carmelo Anthony on that club. I'd let him be Houston's problem. So Houston, you have a problem. You now have Carmelo.
Great reference.
Number one.
All right, we talked about North Carolina football head coach Larry Fedora yesterday and how he commented about CTE in football and how he doesn't think there's a connection there. Well, the athletic director came to his defense strangely. He said, his name is Bubba Cunningham. He said, we're lucky to be working in such a great environment where the health and safety of our students is first and foremost. Larry feels that way. Again, it was just poorly communicated yesterday, but he's passionate about protecting these students. He's passionate about football. It just didn't come off all that well. All right, Chris, we're starting with you. Why do you think the AD would back him and come to his defense like that?
Why?
Well, not so much why, but is it in their best interest to do that?
No, I think why is the right question.
Okay.
Why in the world would anybody defend any of the asinine comments made by North Carolina's head football coach Larry Fedora yesterday? And I'll tell you why. Because this guy, Bubba Cunningham, hired the guy who made the asinine comments, and he's got to try and cover his own behind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's he going to say? Yeah, I hired this guy, and he's an idiot. But it doesn't. The fact that he defended him doesn't change the fact that Larry Fedora is an idiot.
I'll be real simple. I think they both ought to put their heads together and form a rock garden. That's the way I look at it.
Those guys don't know what they're talking about. They shouldn't be saying stuff.
Not only that, North Carolina's got all kinds of issues with
players now.
How
about going to class
problems?
Occasionally, too?
Yeah, North Carolina's got some issues right now with their football program.
I said yesterday.
You think it's only the football program?
Chris on 97.3, The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.